So that's the next stage. The Buddha having this experience, this memory, and thinking that is the path to awakening. So he's on the path now. Doesn't have to be enlightened before he's found the path. He had a beautiful image of coming across an old forest path, stumbling through the forest, and suddenly you realize that beneath the undergrowth there's actually a path. And you start to discern where it leads through the trees, through the bracken, through the undergrowth, through the shrubs. Then the Buddha turns his mind upon itself. He's in the forest now. He's meditating on his own, meditating very deeply. And he realizes that he has to really confront himself. He's living in a world where the forest is the place of spirits. Dangerous spirits and mysterious powers who are real for people in that world, and they come out. They live around certain trees, certain shrines, and they come out and they scare you. My God, they scare you. Very clear that people in his culture, and not just in his culture, are really terrified of these dark forces that are alive in the forest. And the Buddha decides, okay, that's where I'll go. I'll go to these shrines. And the thing is, it's okay to go to the shrines. You can make offerings there. That's all right. But you really shouldn't go at certain times of the month, because that's when the spirits walk abroad. So he thinks, okay, that's when I'll go then. I'll do that then. On the phases of the moon. And he just goes and he sits. And he says, there, in the darkness, or the moon cast shadows, I would hear an animal approaching, or a peacock would break off a twig. He jumps out of his skin, you imagine him. Or the wind would rustle the fallen leaves. And I thought, is this it coming now? The fear and dread? So he's turned his attention towards that which is most terrifying for him. The dark places of his mind. The dark places of his culture. The dark places of the forest. He's turned his mind towards it. And he realizes the issue isn't so much about some kind of shamanic encounter with the spirits. The issue is his fear. And this is another really important part of the Buddha's vision, an important part of his teaching. That if you want to transform yourself, you need to go into those dark places. And what do you do when you're there? You just sit. It says in this particular text, which is called Fear and Dread, the fear and dread rises up through him. And this is clearly an absolutely terrifying experience. He just decides, when I'm sitting, I'm going to keep sitting. If I'm walking, I'm going to keep walking. If I'm standing, I'm going to keep standing. If I'm lying down, I'm going to keep lying down. In other words, I'm not going to be affected by it. I'm going to observe it mindfully. I'm going to turn myself towards it. And I'm not going to be afraid. Or if I am afraid, because it's actually fear that he's observing, I'm not going to turn away from the fear. And this practice of mindfulness.